Now, Bahraini security forces clashed with protesters who took to the streets to condemn Riyadh's atrocities against the people in Saudi Arabia's eastern town of Awamiya. The regime forces fired tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse the demonstrators in Ma'amir village. Earlier on Tuesday, hundreds of Awamiya residents fled their homes in the Saudi town as a result of intensified clashes between the troops and armed activists there. There's been an uptick in violence in Saudi Arabia's eastern province since May, when the military began razing to the ground the old section of Awamiya in a bid to arrest anti-government activists. Several civilians and two police officers have ever since been killed. Let's speak to Dr. Nasir Al-Omari. He's an author and political commentator, and he joins us live from New York. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Dr. Al-Omari. Now, it is interesting to note how there has been very little media coverage when it comes to Awamiya. What is it about Awamiya, first of all, that Saudi Arabia is cracking down on the way it is?
Yeah, thank you for having me. Anything that happens in Bahrain or happens inside Saudi Arabia is usually not covered very well. And the reason being, Saudi Arabia controls much of the media in the Arab world. They make sure that places like Bahrain or the Eastern Province, where there are real grievances, are not covered. To find a story about what's happening in, you have to rely on social media. Even social media is monitored very carefully. So unfortunately, this is an oppressive regime. It's trying to prevent the people of Awamiya from expressing themselves. And year after year, we have read about security forces going in there, arresting people. Basically, we're talking about a regime that doesn't view the people of Awamiya as citizens. They view them as people who rent the Awamiya. They are not citizens who are on their land. And that is the basis of all the trouble in Awamiya in eastern Saudi Arabia.
Well, Dr. Al-Omari, rather, it is interesting, though, that the Saudi government, in its crackdown on Awamiya, continues to say that it is for the national security of the country. What national security threat do people in Awamiya pose?
Well, this is a regime that has oppressed, before Awamiya, it has oppressed people in all places in Saudi Arabia. There are thousands of people who are sitting in jails who are not from Awamiya. There are people who were executed with no legal proceedings. We all have seen how they put Sheikh Al-Nimr to death just because he spoke out. He gave speeches. That's all he did. So the Saudi regime finds any reason to go into these neighborhoods where there are legitimate grievances against this regime. Those people live like second-class citizens. They are not represented by any parliament. They have no voice. And the only way that the Saudi regime deals with them is by force. Unfortunately, when Mr. Trump visited Saudi Arabia, he gave the regime a green light. He said, "We're not going to judge you." Meaning, go ahead and do whatever you want internally or in Yemen or whatever you want, wherever you want to. So unfortunately, this situation has been going on for years, and the people of Awamiya have, finally stood up to this. Unfortunately, there is no support internationally or regionally for the people who are asking for their rights.
And also, Dr. Al-Omari, as we've just reported, there were protests in Bahrain happening in support of the people of Awamiya. Now, whenever we see suppression of people of Eastern Province in Saudi Arabia, we see Bahrainis rising up in support. What links the two people?
Well, what links them to you know, is there the have political grievances. Those people have no political representation. In Bahrain, for example, you have a regime that rules a people who do not like that regime. The same thing in Saudi Arabia. The people in Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, other Gulf countries have no political representation. So you can't go to a court against the regime because there is no separation of powers. Those people run these countries using police force and intelligence and torture. So people have no voice. They stand up and they support each other because they know that they are being targeted because they have political grievances that these regimes do not acknowledge. So, you know, the Bahrainis and the people in the Eastern province have put up with these regimes for a long time, and I believe that they're going to stand up and continue to stand up until they gain their political rights in these two countries.
All right, that's Dr. Nasir Al-Omari, author and political commentator, joining us live from New York. Dr. Al-Omari, it's always a pleasure talking to you on Press TV.